Brayson has just been hit with its wettest summer in 100 years, and that's been bad news for a lot of farmers, especially inland and in the north. But in this eastern pocket of Suffolk, wheat yields have been good. Farmer Robert Raven has already harvested his wheat and says that the quality seems to be high. He says although agriculture here does suffer shocks, on the whole, farmers in Western Europe tend to get by.
Europe has a more sort of a less variable harvest, shall we say, over the years, purely because our weather is more predictable, I suppose. So although we do suffer from volatility ourselves, it's certainly not the extremes you get elsewhere. When we talk about a bad year, that's nothing compared to what they have in other parts of the world where they have complete crop failures because of the weather.
The European Union is one of the world's top grain producers and a key supplier to neighboring regions in the Middle East and North Africa. So it's good news that although its harvest is expected to be slightly lower than normal this year, it's a relatively small shortfall. Elsewhere, it's a different story. In the United States, the world's leading corn producer, the worst drought in more than half a century has depleted crops, with this year's production expected to be the lowest in the past 6 years. In Russia, another top grain supplier, a heat wave has slashed the wheat harvest by around one quarter, causing grain prices to spike and raising concerns about a global food crisis. Peter Hazel is an expert on world food problems at Imperial College London. He says relatively good yields in the European harvest this year are good news, but won't resolve worries over food insecurity.
Europe produces about 300 million tons of cereals a year. The US produces about 400 million. And just to put that in perspective, the world produces 2.4 billion tons a year. So Europe's it's a significant producer, but it also has a lot of people, and it actually exports quite a small amount. So it's not a huge player in the global market.
Hazel says this year's poor harvests are likely to impact the world's poorest people the most, and it wouldn't be the first time. 4 years ago, prices rose dramatically, making basic staples unaffordable for many. The crisis contributed to economic and social instability in a number of countries, and in some places, to rioting. Hazel says in recent years, the ratio of supply and demand has become too finely balanced.
All the food that we produce these days is used, whereas in the past we always had surpluses. We don't have those surpluses anymore. So when we get a drought, there is a shock in the system. We don't have the stocks to release to buffer it.
Hazel says in the long term, extra food won't be coming from countries that are already the world's top producers, but from places where land has yet to be fully exploited. But in the short term, farmers in Europe and around the world are working to get the greatest yield out of the land they have. Robert Raven sold much of this year's wheat months ago, but with prices now high, he'll be making a good profit on the extra grain. And elsewhere in the world, farmers are hoping for good weather and strong yields to add to the global stock. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, Suffolk.